From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Violence at a Trump rally provides strong fodder for his opponents. U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump denounced a mass protest against him in Chicago last night as a disgrace and a planned attack. But his main Republican Party opponent said Saturday the tone of the Trump campaign triggers such disruptions. Trump said his supporters were taunted and harassed by the outburst Friday evening in Illinois, which he said was professionally done. As Trump moved to a campaign rally in the state of Ohio, some of his challengers spoke out against him. One was John Kasich, a Republican challenger and the governor of the state of Ohio.
Donald Trump has created a toxic environment. And a toxic environment has allowed his supporters and those who sometimes seek confrontation to come together in violence. There is no place for this. There is no place for a national leader to prey on the fears of people who live in our great country.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said at a campaign event Saturday, last night in Chicago, we saw images that make America look like a third world country.
This is a troubling trend that's coming out of the left, that they think they can just disrupt any event that there's a speaker they don't agree with. But I think we also have to look at the rhetoric coming from the front runner in the presidential campaign. This is a man who in rallies has told the supporters to basically beat up the people who are in the crowd and he'll pay their legal fees. Someone who's basically encouraged people in the audience to rough up anyone who stands up and says something he doesn't like.
Rubio and Kasich both are hoping to defeat Trump in their home states to prevent him from widening the lead he now holds in delegates pledged to support him. This is VOA News. Greece stepped up efforts on Saturday to move thousands of migrants stranded near the border with Macedonia to sheltered camps as spread of infections became a concern and two people in the sprawling tent city were diagnosed with hepatitis A. At the muddy tent city near the northern border town of Idomeni, at least 12,000 people, among them thousands of children and babies, were waiting to cross the border, although Macedonia and other nations along the so-called Western Balkan route have closed their borders. Scuffles broke out in the town this week as destitute migrants and refugees scrambled for food and firewood, while many have been sleeping in the open, often in the rain and in low temperatures. The top U.S. diplomat says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, that despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman Saturday to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. In Saudi Arabia, Kerry said the level of violence by all accounts has been reduced by 80% to 90%, which is very, very significant. However, Syrian Foreign Minister Waleed Mualem says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. A Syrian opposition official says the foreign minister is halting Geneva talks before they even start. Turkey's state-run news agency says the military has carried out airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets across the border in northern Iraq, killing at least 67 militants. The news agency, citing unnamed security sources, said Saturday that 14 F-16 and F-4 jets were involved in the March 9th strikes, which allegedly destroyed ammunition depots, bunkers, and shelters belonging to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. The agency said the offensive targeted five areas in northern Iraq, including the Kandil Mountains on the Iran-Iraq border where the PKK's leadership is based. North Korea said Saturday its military is ready to preemptively attack and liberate the South in its latest outburst against the annual joint military drills by the U.S. and South Korea. In a statement carried through state media, the general staff of the North Korean People's Army said its frontline units are prepared to strike first if they see signs that American and South Korean troops involved in the drills were attempting to invade the North. KPA said it will counter the drills by the U.S. and South Korea. It says are aimed at advancing into Pyongyang with plans to liberate the whole of South Korea, including Seoul. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.